In the wake of recent protests, Memphis officials have agreed to some initial policing reforms. As WKNO's Katie Reardon reports, actions include a stronger civilian law enforcement review board and requiring police to intervene if misconduct is witnessed.
The city has agreed to lobby the state legislature to reverse a 2019 law stripping citizen review boards, or as it's known locally as CLRB, of their ability to independently subpoena information and officers in their investigations of police misconduct. The law does allow city councils to subpoena on CLRB's behalf, but the council and the board have lacked coordination, and some members have even been at odds with CLRB. Interim board president Pastor Ricky Floyd hopes for a more team-like mentality moving forward.
We have a community that is holding everybody more accountable.
Pastor Floyd says MPD also needs to reset relations with CLRB. He wants officers to view the board as an objective accountability service that helps build public trust.
The same way that your job is to protect and serve the citizens, we're an extension of that by protecting and serving the citizens by making sure that you're doing what you're committed to do.
Thursday's press conference announcing the reforms follows weeks of meetings between local activists, Mayor Jim Strickland, Police Director Michael Rawlings, and Shelby County Sheriff Floyd Bonner. Rawlings rejected claims that he's been dismissive of CLRB. He also outlined a list of police reforms known as the 8-can't-wait agenda, adding that many have already been implemented. He says the community can expect more sensitivity training for officers involving community organizations, as well as discussions with the Memphis Police Association. For WKNO News, I'm Katie Reardon.